7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 61 this afternoon under sunny skies, northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows level off around 34. Highs around 61 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season approaching, many issues are on the minds of many voters as they head to the polls with early voting and getting set for November 8th. And crime remains one of those significant issues in the minds of voters as crime seems to be on the rise across most of the country. And KSN News reports that according to the October report from Wallet Hub that was released last week, homicide rates have risen by an average of nearly 10% in 50 of the most populous cities in the country. And at the top of that list included Kansas City. Other cities with increasing crime involve Detroit at number 2, St. Louis, Missouri at number 3, New Orleans number 4, Milwaukee, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, and at number 10, Oakland, California. In other news, the search is still ongoing for an escaped inmate out of a northeast Kansas prison. KSN News reports that Joshua Renfro was placed on escape status around 9 p.m. on Sunday evening after he walked away from the Lansing Correctional Facility. KSN News reports that he was serving a 30-month sentence and a 2020 violation for an extended protection order conviction.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The defense team of Dana Chandler has filed another motion for a change of venue for Chandler's upcoming third trial in the 20-year-old double murder case in which her ex-husband and his fiancé were killed at a West Topeka townhome. WIBW reports that according to the documents filed in the Shawnee County District Court in Topeka, they cited extensive media coverage that could make it difficult for a jury to stay impartial. Back on October 11th, the Kansas Supreme Court did grant Chandler's request for a change of venue for the third trial. In the ruling, they moved the court hearing to the Pottawatomie County District Court in Westmoreland. In other news, Garden City fire officials are finishing up fighting a fire that happened over the weekend where many homes were evacuated and roughly 600 acres were burned in a fire at its town road on U.S. Highway 50 on Sunday. KSN News reports that the fire started around 2 p.m. and was near 98% contained by 7 in the evening. During the battle, two Garden City firefighters were transported to St. Catherine Hospital for smoke inhalation, but later released. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Chadron's first murder trial in more than 13 years is scheduled for next week in Dawes County District Court. As a Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports, that 20-year-old Ian Little Moon, most commonly known as Sage Little Moon, is being charged with first-degree murder and felony use of a deadly weapon in the death of 72-year-old John Martinez. According to court documents, John Martinez was in a relationship with Little Moon's older sister, as Little Moon was accused of going to the house shared by his sister, her four children, and Martinez, and shooting him in the head with an assault-style rifle while he lay on the bed. He was arrested a short time later in the Pine Ridge Reservation by Ogallala Sioux Tribal Law Enforcement. In other news, a driver that failed to stop his vehicle at a stop sign is being blamed for an injury accident in rural Cheyenne County. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska reports the event happened on Thursday last week, as 49-year-old Troy Sutton did not come to a complete stop in the semi-tractor trailer that he was driving when he entered the intersection and struck a passenger fuel tank. Mid-America Network News. We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard the Department of Transportation District Engineer would like to meet with the board to discuss the Y Junction north of Frankfort on Highway 99. Around 5 years ago, someone from the department met with the board to discuss removing ramps at that intersection. The current engineer would like to discuss the matter further with the current board. A representative from NextEra will meet with the Public Works Administrator regarding the road use agreement for the High Banks Wind Project transmission line tying into Irish Creek infrastructure. Marysville Volunteer Fire Department requested using the Health Department building as a training facility. The county attorney will draw up a short-term lease with the city. Republic County Commissioners voted 2-0 with one abstaining from a vote to move forward with the High Banks Wind Energy Project, which will extend from Republic into a section of northwest Washington County. Mel Vajardo and Doug German voted in favor, while Commissioner Edwin Schlegel abstained, although he did not feel a conflict of interest. A Lincoln man was injured in a motorcycle accident Saturday afternoon in Jefferson County near Steel City. Kenneth Hageman, age 58, lost control attempting to pass a truck on Railroad Street near the Highway 8 intersection. The motorcycle rolled 3 times. Kenneth Hageman of Lincoln was thrown into the ditch. He was life-flighted from the scene with critical injuries. A Wetmore man was injured in a UTV accident in Nemahal County October 15th. Randy G. Lanier went off 28th Road east of West 6th. The driver was transported to a Topeka hospital. A Beatrice man, 41-year-old Jesse Henry, was sentenced last week to 6 years in prison after conviction involving property and drug crimes in connection with a theft of catalytic converters from Zellner Ford and Beatrice in May of 2021 and a burglary at another Beatrice property. 2 counts of attempted burglary, drug possession, and felony theft charges were filed, and a concurrent 2-year prison sentence was also issued. A Lincoln man entered a plea of not guilty in Gage County District Court last week in connection with shots fired into a Beatrice residence last August. 19-year-old Jordan W. Meyer faces 2 felony and 5 misdemeanor charges, including weapons. No one was injured in the incident at 1319 Lincoln Street, where 5 people were reportedly inside the house with 6 spent shotgun shells found at the scene. Marysville Convention and Tourism Committee invites businesses and organizations to a holiday lights meeting Tuesday, October 25th at 6 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. A representative from Manco will present more information about pricing, timing, and other plans with regards to replacing existing Christmas lights with updated LED versions. Anyone is welcome to attend this meeting Tuesday at 6 at Marysville City Hall. Valley Heights schools will not have classes Friday as the football team plays at Sedgwick Thursday evening and the volleyball team opens play at Dodge City Friday in the state tournament. Washington Chamber of Commerce invites local businesses and organizations to participate in a trunk or treat Sunday, October 30th, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Businesses, groups, organizations, churches, individuals, or anyone interested is asked to decorate a trunk and hand out treats for the event with a $100 cash prize for the best decorated trunk. To register, call Washington City Hall at 325-2284. Mary P. Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mary Gakel. Irene L. Donahue, age 92, of Frankfurt, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation 9:30 with a rosary at 10:30 at the church. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Irene Donahue. Vicki L. Slater, age 68, passed away October 20th. Celebration of life services planned Friday at 10:30 at the Morrillville Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Vicki Slater.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clearing up throughout the region today, and temperatures will start to stay more average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout the region. For today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-40s. A small cold front will start to move through on Thursday, bringing a slight chance for some rain showers, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. These showers will stay pretty scattered and continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Some rain showers possible early Friday morning, then some sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies as we head into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And temperatures will stay slightly warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 65, record high on this date 89. The average low 40 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 6:35.
The microwave oven turned 67 years old today. A look back at the early years of the love it or hate it modern convenience from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Actress Marion Ross has a birthday, and the Tappan Company introduced the first domestic microwave oven on this day in 1955. Even though the ovens weren't a kitchen mainstay until the 70s, the technology was a byproduct of World War II research. While studying microwaves for the use in radar systems, a Raytheon Company researcher discovered they had melted a candy bar in his pocket. It wasn't long before Raytheon had a new division, the Amana Company, and the technology that tracked enemy aircraft was cooking our popcorn and frozen burritos. In recognition of their lineage, the first models were called radar ranges. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, Marshall County Farm Bureau, First Commerce Bank, and Midwest Products.
Hi, I am Jesse Nolte with the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my sixth year in 4-H. This year, I am the treasurer. My favorite part of 4-H is arts and crafts.
Hi, my name is Deacon Smith, and this is my first year in 4-H. I belong to the Home City Hustlers. My favorite part of 4-H is the county fair. I took a pig this year and I got a blue.
Hi, my name is Colson Smith. I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my fourth year in 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is raising and taking my pigs to the county fair. I've learned what to feed them and how to take care of them. They are very smart animals. I also enjoy meeting other kids in the county.
Hi, I'm Michaela Nolte. This is my 10th year in 4-H at the Home City Hustlers. This year, I'm the club secretary. My favorite project to take to the fair is baked goods.
My name is Asa Fincham. I'm 12 years old, and I'm a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. My favorite parts of 4-H are playing games and having refreshments. I enjoy working on the dairy project and the photography project throughout the year and taking them to the Marshall County Fair.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Olmsted Real Estate and Auction, Marshall County Farm Bureau, First Commerce Bank, and Midwest Products.
4-H for you.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After their devastating loss last week against the Buffalo Bills by 4 points, the Kansas City Chiefs rallied and dominated the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday with a final score of 44-23. It was a big game not only for the Kansas City Chiefs as a whole, but also for Isaiah Pacheco as he took the position for the starting running back as he replaced the first-rounder Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Is Kansas City planning to rotate their backs, both expecting to see significant snaps? The victory for Kansas City extended their lead in the AFC West in the number one slot with their overall record now 5-2. As they're sitting 2-1 at home and 3-1 on the road. The 49ers are sitting at number 3 in the NFC West at 3-4 for their overall season. After that week on the road, Kansas City heads back home to bring on the Tennessee Titans next Sunday for the evening kickoff at 7:20. The Titans will be the next big challenge for Kansas City as they are also number 1 in their AFC South division at 4-2 for their season. The Titans are coming off their 19-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eck Ford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
It was a rough weekend for college football in the state of Kansas, as we'll start off with the Kansas University Jayhawks as they lost to Baylor 35-23 on Saturday. Kansas was coming into the challenge with two L's over the last 2 weeks against TCU and the Oklahoma Sooners. And the Jayhawks continue to find themselves slipping further down into the Big 12 Conference, as they're now number 7 in the Big 12 at 2-3 in conference play, 5-3 in overall play for the season. It is a tough one for the Jayhawks after starting off number 1 in the Big 12 with such a strong lead early on in the season. They now are set for Saturday, November 5th against the number 9 Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game will be in Kansas. Over in Wildcat territory, they also saw a loss this weekend as they took on the number 7 TCU Horned Frogs and lost 38-28 on the day, dropping Kansas State down to 22 in the AP poll and moving TCU up to number 7. Kansas State had a bye week the week prior and followed that had a 1-point victory over Iowa State. With their loss, Kansas State is still number 3 in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 3-1 in conference play, overall 5-2 in overall play.
Substate volleyball Saturday host and top seed Hanover took Wakefield in the championship 25-15-15-13. After Hanover took Axtell in the semifinals, they had advanced over St. Xavier. Lynn beat Kansas School for the Deaf and fell to Wakefield in the semifinals. Valley Heights second seed knocked off top seed Maranatha Saturday 25-11-21-25-25-21 as the Lady Mustangs advanced with wins over host St. Mary's and Republic County. Host Centralia fell to top seed Donovan West 25-11-19-25-25-19 after Centralia took Frankfort 25-15-25-14 in the semifinals. Centralia took Troy first round and Frankfort advanced past Bishop Seabury. Second seed Washington County lost to top seed Sylvan Lucas 25-19-25-19 after defeating Lincoln in the semifinals. And Marysville took Concordia first round, but then fell to top seed Beloit, who went on to win the Minneapolis sub-state. Hanover and Valley Heights girls volleyball teams advanced to state, opening pool play Friday. Hanover at Emporia, Valley Heights at Dodge City. KNDY will have live round-by-round coverage of both Hanover and Valley Heights. Hanover live on FM 95.5, Valley Heights live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile apps. Week 9 football pairings released. Washington County at Hill City Thursday night at 6, live on FM 95.5. Hanover home to Lakeside Thursday at 6, streaming live on the Sunflower State Radio website. Frankfort at Beloit, St. John's Tipton Thursday evening at 6 or 7. Valley Heights at Sedgwick Thursday evening at 6:30. Axtell hosting Pike Valley Thursday evening at 7. Friday kickoffs, Marysville at Heston at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Centralia's home to McClouth, and Lynn kicks off at Osborne.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Jade plants are more often killed by kindness, meaning too much water and fertilizer, than a lack of attention. Increase your success with a bit of benign neglect. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow jade plants in a cool, draft-free location within 4 feet of the sunniest window available. They prefer daytime temperatures in the mid-60s to mid-70s with cooler temperatures throughout the winter and at night. In winter, water plants thoroughly when the top few inches of soil start to dry. During the warmer, brighter, and longer days of summer, you'll need to water a bit more often, keeping the soil just slightly moist. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer to avoid root rot. A spring and summer fertilization is usually sufficient. And don't be anxious to repot jades. They have a small root system compared to their top growth and prefer to be pot-bound. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
B&W Electric reminds you that now's the time for a furnace maintenance call to ensure that your home will stay comfortably warm all winter long. Make a call today and their professional service technicians can schedule an appointment to check your home furnace, replace filters, and advise of any repairs needed. Don't wait until it's too late and you're in the cold. Call B&W Electric in Hanover today.
Where did the first former slaves take up arms and fight with the Union Army? You may be surprised to find them organizing in the state of Kansas. But why there? It all has to do with a man named Jim Lane, a man who served as a U.S. Senator and Union General simultaneously. The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Prove it on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants and a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1861, James Lane was made a brigadier general of volunteer forces for the Union Army in the state of Kansas. He simultaneously served as a U.S. senator. Lane had been raiding towns just inside the Missouri border, freeing slaves and recruiting them to serve in the Army. By 1862, 500 former slaves were stationed at Fort Lincoln, Kansas.
They get their training, they're supplied, they're uniformed, and their first orders are to come here to Bates County and rid the county of bushwhackers who are hiding out in a place called Hog Island.
Historian Jim Rehard says on October 27, 1862, the men marched toward the spot they believed the Confederate bushwhackers were hiding.
It would have been a curious sight for everybody in Missouri to see armed, uniformed black regimen marching up a road under the stars and stripes.
They spotted the enemy in the distance, but because they were outnumbered, they took up headquarters at the Toothman Farm, which was dubbed Fort Africa. 2 days later, the fighting began when the bushwhackers lured some of the Union soldiers into the prairie south of Fort Africa.
We're in a prairie setting here. Grass is 6 to 8 foot tall, terrific fuel load on the ground. And by burning it, it creates a smoke screen and creates a lot of confusion.
Bushwhackers were hiding in the trees surrounding the burning prairie. Now, with Union soldiers separated from their makeshift fort, the bushwhackers on horseback charged the Union infantry.
Most white military and civilian leaders at this time doubt that former slaves have the bravery, have the tenacity to work together.
What was the fate of the first former slaves in battle? The outcome next time as we travel the countryside near Butler, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Waymer Esslinger Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Selling toy tractors and machinery, dolls, doll collections, collectibles, and antiques. Collectibles and antiques include over a dozen Red Wing and Blue Leaf crocs, also several croc jugs, three vintage trunks, pocket knife collection, lots of Hot Wheels, toy tractors and machinery, collectible dolls, several in unopened boxes, 50 Barbie dolls, dolls of the world, plus a car and pickup, including a 1996 Cadillac DeVille four-door, 138,000 miles, and a 92 Ford F-150 4x4 single cab pickup, 8-foot bed, 139,000 miles runs but needs some work. This estate auction for Waymer Esslinger, Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemahal County Community Center, Seneca. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. John Klein, broker and auctioneer.
There are endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there, too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a precision ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps, so really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. The opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
Once you've chosen a platform to invest in, make sure it'll work with your existing equipment for data compatibility and file formats. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars.
It's hard to believe that we're 2 years into the pandemic. If I've learned one thing, it's that life can bring some unexpected curveballs. Hi, I'm Callie Reese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While the pandemic has provided me the opportunity to perfect my pecan roll technique, it has also taught me the importance of being prepared for the unexpected and being planful with my finances. One thing you can do to make sure your money is in good order is to have an emergency fund in place. If you don't have an emergency fund, consider making some changes so you can build one up. Think about some simple ways you can cut back. Then take what you would have spent and put that towards your emergency fund. And remember, the purpose of this fund is to help you keep from relying on high interest rate debt if a crisis hits. When we take steps to be financially prepared for emergencies, we can live with more purpose and gratitude, knowing that we're being wise with the resources God has given us. God is in control.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says farmers need new markets. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says a new farm debt relief package is designed to keep farmers in business. I told you about that yesterday. In the news conference announcing that relief package, Vilsack also talked about his desire to improve the farm income picture.
It is obvious to me that we need more new and better markets for farmers, generally. When ERS reports that roughly 89% of farms don't generate a majority of income for the farm family that's farming the farm, it tells me that there's more work to be done.
Vilsack referenced a recent batch of USDA grants totaling $2.8 billion to advance climate-smart agriculture programs. He says while that's an example of potential new income opportunities for farmers, it's not the only one.
We have to have farmers have more revenue streams, more opportunities to benefit from their farming operation than the traditional way. There are multiple things underway at USDA to literally transform the system. And it's obviously going to take some time for all that to take root, but we're excited about the future here.
Vilsack says USDA will also continue to focus on export enhancement to continue big gains in export volumes the past couple of years. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
KNDY.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, October the 25th. Jeff Aiken talking with Kurt Blades, who's Senior Vice President of AEM. And Kurt, there's a lot of things happening that affect farmers in the Midwest, but really all over the country. Talk about some of the trends in food right now that we're facing, how that's going to affect farmers down the line.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're pretty excited about what's going on in the ag market right now. In fact, it's a pretty exciting time to be in production agriculture, given all of the technology that is on the horizon with, whether it's autonomous equipment or, machines that can drive themselves or all the precision ag technology. It's pretty exciting what's happening in this market right now. And that's providing lots of opportunities to, be a little bit more efficient, maybe shave a little bit of time off of their daily chores, but also provide some nice bottom line by being a little bit more efficient in their operations.
Yeah. So where are we headed these days? I mean, because there's a lot of uncertainty with the markets. Last week, for example, markets were way up. Markets are down today. Where are we headed with this thing?
I wish I could predict exactly where the markets are going to go. But I'd say in the short term, but in the long term, I think there's a lot of optimism out there for agriculture, and that's typically reflected in the numbers that we put forward every month about where tractor and combine sales are. Because, a farmer doesn't make a decision, today to buy a combine, this afternoon. They usually will plan it ahead. They're still pretty good about what the future holds. When we look at our numbers, we're seeing that, combine sales are particularly strong, and equipment tractors are particularly strong, and that's a pretty good indication where farmers are seeing optimism for the next 5 and 10 years. I share that optimism because the fundamentals are absolutely there in the marketplace.
That's Kurt Blaze, Senior VP with Association of Equipment Manufacturers. That's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The weather is changing, and it's time to start planning your holiday trips to visit friends and family. If it's time for a new vehicle, start with a trip to visit your friends at Midwest Kia and experience a better way to buy. Don't trust your old car, truck, or SUV any longer. This October, bring us your busted and rusted, not-to-be-trusted, sad and tired used vehicle, and we'll give you a guaranteed minimum trade-in value of $2,500. Then choose from over 300 pre-owned vehicles at Midwest Kia. That's right, $2,500. Minimum trade-in value for your vehicle, no matter the condition. Load up your family in a pre-owned car or SUV from Midwest Kia and save big with $2,500 minimum for your trade this holiday season.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Simple, transparent, fast. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. Trade allowance from online listed price and other discounts towards certified pre-owned vehicles. See dealer for details. Offer expires once end.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
There are endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time.
cover as many acres as possible time, light at the end of the tunnel time, and no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a Precision Ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps, so really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. The opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Taking a look at the markets very quickly for you. Corn for December at 686 and a quarter. That's up 4 3/4. March corn up 4.5 at 692 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December down 1 3/4 at 936 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March at 935.5. That's down 1.5. December oats at 355, that's down 7.25. March oats down 5.25 at 364 3/4. November soybeans, 1381 3/4 is where we are right now. That's up 9 3/4. January soybeans up 10.25 at 1391 1/4. Cotton for December, 7883. That's where we are currently. That's up $2.70. March cotton at 7836, that's up 262. Live cattle for October down a nickel at 151.55. Live cattle for December down 75 cents at 153.37.5. Feeder cattle for October 176.85, that's up $1.17.5. Feeder cattle for November 178.40, that's down 75 cents. Crude oil for December, $85.08. That's up 49 cents. Crude oil for January at $84.14. That's up 55 cents. Gold for October, $16.41.10. That's down $7.60 right now. Gold for December at $16.57 and a dime. That's up $3. Silver for December at $19.34.5. That's up 15 cents. And silver for March at $19.53. That's up 16 cents. NASDAQ up 176, S&P up 42, Dow Jones up 228.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at AgriPro.
Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids, now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales today and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
The United States is currently experiencing a labor crisis on all fronts. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Kansas Livestock Association CEO Matt Teagarden shares that improving policy is one way that KLA is hoping to make a change.
One of the things that we've been really focused on is a more effective guest worker program. And for livestock producers, we need year-round access. The H2A program has done a lot of good, but it's seasonal, and we don't feed cattle or milk cows seasonally. So really from a policy standpoint, I think that's been our focus is can we secure changes to that H2A program that would allow for year-round workers and really increase the number of visas available. There's some movement at the national level in Congress that is encouraging, and we're engaged in particular now on the Senate side and talking about our priorities with our two senators and more broadly agricultural priorities with all senators.
He goes on to explain what the H2A program is and how the current policy affects agricultural businesses.
It is a guest worker program that allows folks from overseas outside the U.S. to come for a season and do agricultural work. So it's ag-focused, but it's specific jobs, and it is today seasonal. And so it fits for a lot of ag-type work that we need to get done, and it's been important for agriculture to get that work done, but it is limited in scope and so doesn't fit all of the jobs that we need to fill today.
Ryan and Laura Hoffner, owners of High Plains Harvesting located in Kansas, explained the ways the H2A policy currently affects them specifically as business owners.
When we're thinking about farm families, we are the workers, we are the owners, we are the HR. We have a hand in everything that we do. And when you're required to do all those things in addition to day-to-day operations, it's very cumbersome and very difficult to keep up with all the different rules and regulations because labor is just one of many in the hat of the regulations that we have to follow.
To say what's work, you know, a lot of times we just have to wait. It doesn't work. We're sacrificing time out of the year that could and should be productive. And sometimes we're just not because we don't have the people for it. So we try to plan and organize for when we do have our labor and try to make the most out of that, but it's just not an ideal thing. We could be progressing as a business and as a total industry within Kansas and the United States, but because of it, we're being limited and not working to our full potential as a sector of the economy.
Sharing insight on current policy concerns revolving around H2A programming, that was Kansas Livestock Association CEO Matt Teagarden and owners of High Plains Harvesting, Ryan and Laura Hoffner. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.